You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, good morning from the Dom and Jeremy show at Mix 100, where it'll warm up again today. I think we tied a record high in Denver yesterday, getting up close to 90, and it's going to be mid-80s again today.
Kicked the AC back on yesterday. Got so hot.
Right. We're in that weird stage now where you're toggling back and forth between flipping on the AC and then flipping on the furnace, you know, for some nights.
And then throwing a hoodie on in the morning to go to work, and then by 10, you're like, oh my God, I'm sweating.
Right. And we're going to be in that stage for probably a couple of weeks, but I think that's why we love October so much.
Oh, yeah, it's good time.
Party where you get to actually enjoy.
We're having a good fall, really.
Seasons. Yeah. If we can get rid of that fire in Colorado and Wyoming, that'll make it all even better. So that's going on. What was your day like yesterday?
Well, I'm trying to decide what I should do about my little pinky baby toe, the little piggy there on the very end, left foot. Monday night, I was walking around the house barefoot and just hooked it, boom, as I was walking right on the edge of like this cabinet we have in our dining room, and just boom. It was one of the things that just dropped me to my knees, you know? It's like, that little toe is so sensitive, isn't it?
The little toe should not be able to cause that much pain.
I know.
And yet it does.
It's the most sensitive part on your body, I think, maybe. So laying on the floor for like 10 minutes, holding my foot, and then hobbling around the rest of the night. And then yesterday, I got up, and the thing was just black and blue, Dom, and it swelled up. It's about the size of my big toe now. I can barely wear shoes. And I'm wondering, does this need to be a doctor's visit, or is it they really can't do anything for the little piggy? Because I've heard that if you break a toe, you're just supposed to maybe tape it off to the one next to it for moral support or something, and then it naturally heals itself. But I feel like the little piggy is really hurting, man. So I don't know. Do you go in? Yeah, I mean, some say you should go into a doctor to make sure there's no infection. Some people say tape it off. Some people say leave it alone. And then there's heat. Then there's ice. Like, there's no definitive answer on what to do with your toes when you have a toe situation.
Does it look deformed?
It's starting to kind of, it's so fat, it's starting to curl over a little bit to the right, like, and going underneath the toe next to it. So, I guess it would be deformed, and it's black and blue and nasty, but I just don't want to be that guy who goes wandering in for a pinky toe visit.
Not real manly, is it?
It really isn't, you know? It's like, maybe I need to make up a better story, like I dropped a heavy tool on it, or I was moving a refrigerator and dropped it. Or
my go-to for something like that, if I have some ridiculous injury, I always say I got injured when I was trying to stop a carjacking.
Oh, I like that.
I always use that.
I like that a lot.
I once broke a finger on a golf shot. Mm-hmm. The club hit the ground in a weird way. I mean, it was a good shot. I think I put it on the green, but it just sent this weird vibration, and it broke the at the knuckle on one of my fingers. And I remember after a while going in and seeing somebody in urgent care, and that's what I told him. I said, "Yeah, I had to stop a carjacking, and
I was fending somebody off and reaching for the steering wheel."
Tough. I didn't want to say I was playing golf and hurt myself. So. Maybe just urgent care. That way you don't have to embarrass yourself with your doctor's office.
Maybe.
You're going to some nameless, faceless urgent care.
In typical dude fashion, I'll probably let it go a couple more days until I really can't walk and I need like a wheelchair and the whole foot swells up.
Right.
But right now, I think I'm going to just kind of ride it out and hope it kind of heals itself.
You going to post pictures, I hope?
No, you don't want to see
Come
that.
Come on, post pictures.
I need to clip my nails.
Everyone wants to see your gnarly toe.
I'm going to Google search now the most gnarliest foot and put it on there. May or may not be my foot.